Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Marcia Cook, and it's A Good Story is a Good Story, and we are on a special edition of a show about marketing and public relations, and we have two special guests. We have Karen Taz and Stacey Rourke, who are authors that are using the PR marketing and public relations company, and I've talked to both of them, and they're authors, and so they'll be out in a couple seconds, and the chat room, I don't know if it's open, I'm asking right now, is the chat room open? Okay, I'm going to try to open the chat room and see if... Okay. Hello? Okay, Stacey?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Karen, Marcia. How are you?
Okay, hi. Okay, Fran is there. So, Fran, if you're listening in the chat room, you can call in and come on if you want to talk. Okay, and I'm just going back to the blog talk. Okay, Wendy and Joanne are not here. And I don't really know what happened. We were scheduled for three, and we're all central. So, but I have their authors here, and I've talked to them both, thank goodness. At least I know who I'm having on my show. And I've had a show almost every day this week, and I have a show tomorrow. And I'll just tell you a little bit about that show. And that is with the Dancing with Bear Publishing, and it's a special anthology just klutzing around Christmas. And there are some Hanukkah stories in there, too. And it is scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 12 noon Mountain, 11 a.m. Pacific, and also along with that, the group of the Dancing with Bear anthology, I think we may show up. I don't know if Rhea has not been feeling well. She is the publisher, but the editor-in-chief, our Jeffy, I think he'll be on, and I think Bobby Schaefer will also be on, and Sally Clark, who is with Dancing with Bear. She has her own separate book, but she will be on too, and it's Upon a Midnight. And so tomorrow we have a fun packed show. It's going to be, you know, fun because they have Dancing with Bear. We've had them on before. Okay, there. 1 second. Let me see. I think this is Fran. Let's see. Fran, is that you?
Yep, it's me. Hi.
Welcome to the show, Fran. Meet Stacey. I just told them I wanted to review their book, Stacey and Karen.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, how are you?
Right. And they will be... Talk, you know, they will be actually, you know, sending you books. I'll give them the address to send you. So how are you, Fran?
Oh, I'm just fine. I just walked through the door. I got your email.
Okay, well, that's all right. Okay, we're going to listen to now. I'm going to let each of the girls talk because I want them to talk about their books. And they've started doing PR and marketing with PR marketing. I don't know what happened. They're not here. And I think there might have been a family emergency that was on Facebook. I did not see it. I don't know what happened with Joanne. My commercials with Joanne will be out, like, soon because she finished them. So, okay, Stacey, let's hear about your book and your title and how you got to this place, just for a few minutes. And then we'll talk after Karen too. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the name of my book is The Conduit. It's a young adult fantasy novel. It's about three siblings that are hoping to get their lives back to normal after the death of their father. And instead, they learn that because of a pact a Celtic ancestor of theirs made, that they have to adhere to the call of a creature rumored to be myth, the griffin. And in doing so, they have to save the world. It sounds very dreary when I describe it like that, but it's actually very funny. It's a comedy, it's an adventure.
You know what, sometimes, you know, I'm just going to say something while you're talking, because you know what the interesting part is? When you have to say a synopsis or something like that, a log line or summary, it when the person is talking about it, it always sounds like that. It's not coming off like that, but that's how I always feel too, because I always say, oh, this is not good. You know, it's not. Go ahead. It's not.
Yes, 6,000 word books, describe it in one sentence. Go.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's hard to do that.
Yes.
But, you know, you get used to it once you start. I that's one of my things. I don't even like to describe all my projects. It does admit it's not that easy to do. But so finish. I just want to tell you, so don't worry about it. Just go on.
Oh, thank you. It's my first novel. It's my debut novel. I've got the sequel to it. It's probably going to be out next year. I'm working on the third of it. I'm with Outer Banks Publishing, who has picked me up and been incredibly helpful with me. They've taken me to places creatively I never thought I could go, so I appreciate Anthony pushing me harder. For UPR picked me up. They did my book trailer, which is on YouTube, and they did a phenomenal job. They've helped me with my blog tour and just guided me every step of the way, and I'm sorry they're not here right now so that I can
keep their horn for them. And they actually, because you need to have that when you're just starting out. You need to have it when you're even not just starting out. You know, sometimes I'd like to take my stuff and just restart everything again. You know, I mean, that's what happens. Okay, Karen, do you want to say a little bit about you?
My book is also my debut novel. It's for a little bit of a younger age group, the 7 to 12-year-old group. It's called Nate Rocks the World, and it's about a 10-year-old boy who is in fourth grade, who on the outside is very average. He lives in a nice suburban house with his mom and his dad and his older sister who drives him crazy. And as his escape, he draws pictures that in his imagination come to life, where he stars himself. In the book, his name is Nathan Rockledge, and when he's in his adventures, he turns into Nate Rocks, and he does all these great adventures that 10-year-olds fantasize about and ultimately saves the world.
Well, that's good. Somebody should save this world. We need.
And it's also very funny. I tried to put in a very funny book to keep the kids interested
And it's very colorful. You know, because I was looking at one of the blogs that you did, that Wendy did. It's colorful.
Yeah,
that's a good thing because kids like that. It is. And both of you, this is your debut. Okay, Fran. Hi, Fran.
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
So Fran, you're here, so let's let people that don't know you, because I always talk about you, so just say who you are and what you do, and you have a lot of new projects.
Yeah, hi, I'm Fran Lewis, and I'm a book reviewer that does not charge for book reviews, ever.
We'll get into that in a few minutes.
I've reviewed over 500 books, and I wrote 6 books. My 7th book was picked up by Joanne and Wendy. I'm just waiting to, to get the book edited. So Faces Behind the Stone, I hope, comes out soon. It's my very first murder, and I'm going to be writing a book on teen issues pretty soon, and right now, that's pretty much all of it. I'm going to be doing online book tours and online interviews with people, and those are free too.
Yeah. So this is one of the things. Marketing, which we talk about every show, it's the hardest thing to do. I mean, and no matter how much marketing, it's never enough. I mean, because you just have to keep doing it. However, if you do too much, then it becomes people will just. I know this, and other people haven't been paying attention to when I say this, but the more you keep putting stuff out about yourself, people will start hiding you on Facebook and Twitter. You just won't be, they'll just take you off. So I think that people have to learn to minimize what they do. Would you agree with Fran? I know Fran's been doing this a long time. And Fran, what's a new page of your book review page?
My book review page on Facebook is called Fran Lewis's Book Reviews, because I don't post on Amazon anymore. And that's beside the point. And I found
I think we can talk about that just for a minute. Okay. Fran, I've known Fran for 2 years. She's a wonderful book reviewer. I've been on a lot of her shows. The authors love her. She gives a great book review. She does do a long book review, but that doesn't mean that the author can't cut it if they have to put it in something, and it's a very long, thorough. She gets into the characters. And every author that I have been on the show with her, she constantly is hearing from them how wonderful it is to hear somebody get into her characters as much as she does. And she posts and she does not charge. And Amazon, I have no idea why this happened to her. She does not know. For some reason, somebody hacked in her and said she charges. And so she does not charge. Ever.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, so she's on a lot of different sites. So, book reviews are important. But the one thing about the book reviews is I've told people that, and I think – unfortunately, they took the wrong person off, because the problem is most people are reviewing people and they're not really reviewers. And that's fine to say that, if you like the book or don't. But I don't think people should start listening. Just if somebody doesn't like your book, you shouldn't stop writing.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
So I don't know if anybody, Stacey or Karen, how do you feel about the book reviews that you are getting? I mean, you're just starting out.
So far, the book reviews have all been positive, but, I know that when that first 2-star comes out, that first 1-star comes out, you know, when I'm shopping for a book, you see both ends of the spectrum. I mean, it's such a subjective thing if somebody likes a book or not. And so you take it all with a grain of salt, really.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Fran has been a very good reviewer, and that doesn't mean she gives everybody 5 stars, but she, 1 star, I think a person that reviews, just my opinion, if they're going to give someone 1 star, don't do it at all.
Right, I agree.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and Fran, how do you feel about that?
Well, if someone's going to get less than 3 stars, I won't review the book. I won't pan a book because, you know, just because I might not like it, doesn't mean that you might not like the book. So usually what I do is if I see that a book is not really great or it's only 3 stars, then I'll just email the author and I will just give you a synopsis of the book and a summary. I will not, I won't pan the book and say that it's bad because I don't think it's my place to do that.
Right. See, that's, I think that's fair. I mean, you know, you're not putting 1 star or 2, you're just saying you just don't, you know, you chose not to review it. So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people, but I think also, I think I was talking to you, Stacey, that we talked this morning, and I think, you know, a lot of people are putting in like, and they want you to be, they're actually, it's in desperation lately. I keep saying this on every show now because I had 190 emails, and I don't know what to say about that because 190 emails of all these groups that I'm in because I'm a writer of Dancing with Bear and I'm also with, you know, World of Ink, which is mine, you know, with Virginia, and then I'm also in World Castle and I'm also in Red River. So, I mean, it's like, you know, and all of these things, if you're on a thread, I don't know if people realize sometimes the thread, if you don't read all of them, you don't even know what they're talking about.
That's
and
right.
I got in one last night that was actually about me. I didn't even know it was about me. I just happened to get in it. And then it wasn't a great thing, but it worked out. But the thing is, that's why I don't do chat rooms.
Definitely.
So how does everybody feel about chat
rooms? They're so catty anymore. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in writers supporting each other. What we do is a very subjective field. I think we need to support each other and lift each other up. And you get into some of those chat boards, and people have the anonymity of being online, and they feel they can say whatever they want and tear people down. And it's, you know, you're burning bridges in the field you want to be in.
See, I don't think people should tear people down. I just, you know, and not only that, I just think that instead of doing all of this, why aren't these writers writing? You know, because I cannot write now because I have 192 emails waiting for me, and I don't want to be rude to people. So I have mentioned it on the other shows. If people really want to talk to me, they can call me on the phone, which they know I talk on the phone, and also they can email me at mba3308@aol.com. That'll be fine. But all of these chat rooms, I don't think I'm going to go in them at all anymore because I don't know what they're talking about because if I don't do the last 5, I have no clue.
Right.
Well, thank you very
that.
Much for this. Somebody's saying thank you very much. Congratulations on this. I don't know what they're talking about. And after I open it, I go,
congratulations on what?
Yeah, that's about it, you know. And I think that certainly the two of you, you know, are new authors out there. And so if you start the right way, just write. That's really what you need to do, write and get PR. You know, like, you know, well, Joanne, they're not here, but I really don't know what happened, but they are – you know, planning on a lot of new things. So it's up to them to talk about it. And I do think that, well, Wendy will be having a show, I think, once a month. So she'll probably, you know, discuss some of that later or in an email. And Joanne does a lot with the Shark Radio. And she does commercials. And I've tried them. And that's why I'm going to, when I get time today, I hope, I will see. I heard them and they're good. It's just they're a minute. And I think that might be something good for people to have because it's different. And they're going to give you the link.
Right. And one of the things that they've been very helpful with for me, because like you said, as writers, we just need to write. And marketing is takes up so much of my time all day. And I had tried to put my own blog tour together. It was so time-consuming, sending out emails and following up with people, and even the press releases for media.
You know, I will tell you, Right. See, the time that you take to do all this takes away from writing. Now, Virginia Grenier,
right.
who is the other person for World of Ink, she does great. You know, she's been doing children's blog, you know, tours for years, and she's great. And she's doing really good ones. She is gonna start doing adult, you know, adult like you know dramas and mainstream. You know, when I say adult, I don't, you know, it's weird because we've been talking about that a lot. Adult doesn't mean like it's porno or something. It's
right.
just
yeah,
drama.
For an older age group.
Right. And she's going to be doing that. And she, the two of us, Virginia and I, will be doing a show once a month about what people can do for PR because everybody knows, and I've always talked about it, is that I don't want people to overspend. So
right.
I think that going with Virginia or going with, you know, if you're going to go with Wendy and Joanne, they're very affordable. So I think that that's important. And I will be consulting people if they want. You know, they can, I will be charging just, you know, a nominal fee to tell them where to go because I think that it really upsets me when they're going to the wrong places. So I'll be starting consulting. And they can contact me, and I can tell them where to go because I really, you know, I try everything myself before I send people. And Fran also, you know, Fran's book reviews are wonderful, and she doesn't charge, but she, you know, and she, that's a good way to start for people to, you know, because she reviews and really understands. Because I mean, it's and she's been having some great people on her shows, and I have been lucky enough to be on. Fran, you want to talk about who the next few guests that you're having on? Because, you know, you haven't gotten to the place you are for no reason. I mean, you've gotten to do now. So tell people who you've, you know, had on your shows and who you are going to have on the shows.
Well, we're going to be having December 20th, right, at 6:30 Eastern, Sarah Paretsky. The author of the V.I.W. Wyszorski series. Her new book, Breakdown, is coming out in January, and she asked me to review it. And Sarah, along with Marcia, is going to be on the show with me. We're doing this one together.
Yes.
We're going to be interviewing Sarah Paretsky at that particular time. The next day, I have my regular show on the 21st. But in January, we have the number one author in England, R.J. Ellery's coming on. And this is really totally exciting. February 7th.
I was on the show with him. He's great.
Yeah, isn't he great? He's going to be on January 19th at 3 Eastern. And February 7th, I'm going to be interviewing Michael Palmer and Daniel Palmer. Michael Palmer's new book, Oath of Office, is coming out, and Daniel's book, Helpless, is coming out February 14th. And I have to say that the book is on child porn, and it is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best books. Let me just shut that light. One of the best books I've ever read. So that's just some of the people. And on February 15th, I'm going to be interviewing. He shot down a plane. In Vietnam, Brigadier General Dan Cherry. So that's good. I'm excited.
Yeah, you've got. So I mean, you know, and that's the caliber of people that you are, interviewing now, and it's great. So I mean, you know, I met Fran a couple of years ago, and when we started doing the Red River, and you know, book reviews are important, and people think that, you know, book reviews are not important to the people that have bestsellers, but they are. And Steve Barry, who was a best-selling author, was on Fran's show, and I was listening to it, and it was very interesting because he said it's just an opinion, so don't stop writing. And when he said that, I just loved it. I mean, no matter how many books that a lot of the people, like Elliot Patterson you've had on the show, and these people, and Patricia Polacco has just been on, children's author, and they all like reviews, but they all realize that the reviews are, that, you know, you can't always believe everything because you have to just go on and keep writing. I mean, that's why most of us are still doing this, because if I listen to, I just keep going on, and I think that's my message to people. That's one of the reasons I haven't consulted before, but I have to do this now, I think, because I hear so many stories about everybody going to this one and they're not getting what they need to get. Plus, they're it's expensive. It's very expensive.
And it takes so much time. It's so time-consuming.
So, I mean, when you're doing the blog, when when Stacy or Karen, when you're doing the blogs, I mean, it does, that takes time even for you to go through them.
Well, we have
to
prepare the interviews and guest posts and figure out who's in the correct genre, and it's very time consuming.
Yes, and so but you're
you have to make the time restraints for your marketing as well as your writing. You have to divide it up equal parts for each.
And that's what I keep saying, right? And because I think, and Fran also knows this. We all talk about this all of our shows is that we need to make more time for writing. Because I'm beginning to feel like it's like writer's block, because then I mean, it's addictive because you go, okay, I'm not going to go online and I'm not going to look in Facebook and I'm not going to do this. And then 2 minutes later, I'm on Facebook. And then you say, well, what if somebody needs me or they're asking me a question? And then it's 2 hours later.
And sometimes it's nice to change hats, you know. You're so focused on marketing and then you sit down to write and it's like now you need to like have that downtime to clear your head and switch hats, and it's very distracting.
Yeah,
I find it impossible to do those two things one right after the other. I have to, if I'm going to do marketing, then this time is just for marketing, and I'll worry about writing later because I can't switch hats that easily.
Yeah. See, well, I can do that, but, you know, and my husband, he always says to me, because he goes, I'm talking about three things at one time, and he's going, like, which subject are we on now? Like, okay, you know. So, I mean, but I don't even want to do that online, though. You know what I mean? It's like I go, okay, you know, I'm just used to doing that. But it's not good for any writer to do that. It just isn't.
Right.
And it's certainly if somebody says something that you don't, you know. I mean, on here it's getting to be where, you know, people are putting political, and it's not really the place for that, you know. I mean, we're just writers. We just want to write, and we want to enjoy what we do.
Right.
And also I had speaking of Sarah Paretsky, I had a group on, which was Sisters in Crime. I had it, and it's on demand show on World of Ink. And they were talking about marketing, and they were also saying that by the time I got off the phone with them, listening to them, I thought this is really kind of good because they were marketing outside of, you know, just the internet. They were going to bookstores and they were calling bookstores. They were going, and one of them, Monica Ferris, she writes murder mysteries. She's got like 13 or 14, I think maybe 15 books, and she's part of her books are in knitting. It's about knitting. There's knitting. The person knits, the main character probably. And so she now takes her writing to and her books to these knitting places, and she sells books.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, what they would say is kind of right. It was so interesting, and she was disgusted with Twitter already and tired of all this, and so she goes, and they have book signings there, and she has, and she's with Berkeley Press. She is traditionally published by Berkeley, and she still has to go out.
Right. That's the thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And we had, Fran had Patricia Bilacco on, who she's a children's author, and she was terrific. But everybody said the same thing. Fran, don't they all say the same? They have to go out. They have to.
Yes, they do.
But if you just rely on the social media, you're lost in a crowd of millions and millions of other authors that are doing the exact same thing. And if you can't find a way to connect with your audience, whether it's a handshake or, you know, being yourself even in those forms of social media as opposed to just advertising over and over again.
Well, that's one of the reasons I like the radio shows, because for me, and I recommend listening to a lot of shows of Blog Talk, because I have learned a tremendous amount. Fran, wouldn't you agree? Look at all the things that we've learned from people. You know, I mean, just how they're writing and, you know, what they do and with their characters and, you know, if they write with an outline or not. I mean, to me, it's so interesting.
It is interesting, and it does help me when I'm doing my writing to understand other genres, and some of the books that I get are really quite different than I would ever read. A lot of the books that publishers send me, I would never even think to pick up.
Right.
I mean, I just read a book on Reagan's memoir this morning. I get an awful lot of them, and you've got an awful lot of people in the chat room. So this is Fran and Marcia. If you have a question, please ask it. And we have thank you to James, who said he's enjoying the show and he's really, you know, thinks this is great.
Does he have any questions for us? I forgot.
Well, I just said, if anybody has a question in the chat room, please write
in
the chat room. Let me know.
I'm not doing
and
the
I will ask. I'm here for right now.
Well, this is, see, all right, now when I say chat room, see, this is a different kind of a chat room because this is a chat room where people are listening. So that's, it's really good, and I am so thankful that people are listening, because over the last 20 years with my writing and being an agent and whatever I do, scripts, I think it's really important to get the message across to people, and I have a very positive message for people because I stood in here. So I did get my books, that were self-published. They are published traditionally, but it's not only about that. I've learned everything from people. I mean, even if you read books, there's no way to, books do not tell you what all these authors that we've, like Fran has had on, I've had on, what we all do. Now, do either of you two, we haven't asked you that, do you work with an outline?
Actually, when I first started on The Conduit, I didn't when I started it. The first draft of it was 110,000 words, which is just outlandish for a young adult novel.
Wow.
But I read an interview with Janet Ivanovich, and she said that she did storyboarding for her book like you would for a movie. So even though I was done with my first draft, I went through and storyboarded it and was able to take out all that extra garbage that I didn't need. And now it's become a staple to me.
Do you want to explain what storyboarding is? Because I think a lot of people might not know what that is. So maybe, you can tell them what that is.
It's basically just like you would do in a movie, where instead of just sitting down and typing, you outline a scene, you block a scene of how it happens and exactly what the point of that scene is and how it leads into the next one. So it's almost painting a picture for yourself of what's happening in every section of it. You know, some writers can sit down and just go with the flow and let it happen. I have to have exactly what's going to happen next and where that leads to. Otherwise, I ramble on endlessly for pages and pages and it gets excessive. But
I think a lot of writers do that. I mean, it's not that uncommon, though, to do that because, sometimes you just don't know where to cut. I mean, I know for myself, when I started to do script writing, that's how I learned how to edit myself. I'm not an editor, but I edited myself out because when you do a script, you only have the maximum is 120 pages. So it's like 90 to 120. So you don't have all that time. So I learned how to just edit my thoughts more.
And I have a theater background. I did a lot of theater. So when Janet
that's why you got it.
It worked perfectly for me that I could see it almost like a play or a movie and keep my thoughts focused better that way. So I suggest that if anybody can work it that way, it really helps me stay focused for the story.
I write note cards sometimes. Did you write note cards or?
I put them on a board, do it in note card form. Basically, just like if you were going to be doing a screenplay or a movie, that's how I do my novels.
Well, there's a man, his name is Sid Field, and he's got probably 8 or 10. He's on how to write a script, and one of the things was for each scene, write a card, and I learned, that's how I learned. And so, if anybody out there is thinking of doing it in a movie, it would be good to read Sid Field, because he simplified writing a movie is not as hard as people think, but it is hard in a lot of ways because you have to edit out naturally because you have to have, you can't go over. It doesn't work. So you have to do it. But from doing both things, it may improve my writing. Because I could never get to the part where. Pardon?
Do you have a question in the chat room?
Oh, okay. What is it?
Okay. It says from Power Book Fan, I have a question. I have to put my glasses on. I think this is a good one for you because this is what you talk about a lot. We're just talking about it. I see a large amount of authors constantly posting links to their book on Facebook fan pages. She finds this terribly annoying. However, I understand that they need to get the information out. How often should you post this link? Should you ever post not posting?
Well, I'm torn in a lot of ways for that because, I'm beginning to realize, though, that the more you post, it really is bad. So I don't know. I'm trying to limit. See, it's hard for me because I have all these shows. And for me, I try to it's not even my books as much because sometimes I don't even talk about my books and I know I should. But sometimes it doesn't really fit the conversation, the titles or whatever. So if I have specials, I'm not thrilled about doing that for myself even. But the other thing is, I'm trying not to do so much for shows, but I think what's happening now, because of LinkedIn and Twitter and all of the social media, when I put something out, I don't know that sometimes it's going to go out four times right after I just did it. So I go into my site lately and try to, you know, not have doubles of things, because then I'm trying to, I delete myself out, you know, because I that's what's happening now. So it's making it complicated for everybody, because if you post on Facebook, it goes right on Twitter, and I'm not sure about which site goes to where, because they're all, you know, everybody wants to do social networking. So if you put it on Google Plus, I'm not sure where it goes. So that's I think for me, I don't know. Fran, do you want to, how often do you think you should, I mean, I do not think you should do it very often. And if I did not have my shows, I would not be doing it as often, but I don't think it's fair to my guests if I don't, you know, publicize that they're coming on.
Yeah, I put it on my Facebook wall, and maybe I'll put it on StumbleUpon, or I'll put it on Twitter. But basically for my shows, you know, if there's anybody that I really want to listen, I'll just email them. But I don't put it all over the place. You know, I'll put it on Twitter. And then I've got a few people that sort of retweet everything that I write, so it gets out there again.
Yeah.
Another place that you can put your stuff or put a link is FriendFeed. It's pretty good. And StumbleUpon
is
really good.
What's it called? FriendFeed?
FriendFeed. FriendFeed is really good. It's like Twitter. It's called FriendFeed, and you get a lot of people there. But I've got tons of people following me on StumbleUpon. They read my reviews. But basically, I only post my reviews on my Fran Lewis review thing. I'll post them on my page, you know, on my regular Facebook page, or maybe one or two other sites on Facebook. I don't put them on all the sites anymore, because I find that, you know, you overdo it. No one's going to want to read your review posted in 17 places. So if they're going to read my review, they're going to read it on my Facebook page or whatever, and then they comment all the time. Another site, if you really want to post reviews, that's excellent. I just joined it, lunch.com, and they read everything I write.
Yeah, you know what? You told me that yesterday, and I have it on another piece there. Lunch.com.
Yeah,
they
read everything, and they comment, and then they say to you, it was insightful, and they rate your book reviews, and they rate what you write. How exciting is that? Yep.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, you know,
Marcia?
Stacy, what about?
I was going to say the other thing as an author I do on Facebook is. I usually will only post a link to my book if I have news about it, meaning if there's a price change or if I'm appearing on someone's blog during the blog tour for a day or something like that, rather than an everyday, here I am, buy my book type of thing.
Yeah, that's basically what I do too. I put it on Facebook. I do it occasionally on Twitter. Normally I keep my Twitter feeds that's where I let my crazy out, and I just, you know, inane ramblings that I send out to the world. It doesn't normally have anything to do with my book sometimes. You know, if I spill marinara sauce all over my car,
I
feel the world needs to know that I did that.
It's like a pressure relief. It's better.
It is. It is. I have to let my crazy out somewhere, and I feel the world needs to see it. So they know and can cross the street when they see me coming.
It really is. We don't really want to keep doing all of this, but you know, this is what everybody says, social networking, and you know you have to do it, but to what extent is what's becoming now is, you know, a burden to people, you know, to read them, you know, especially if you're on a site that is just like, you know, a charitable site. Well, I think if you're wanting to give to charities, and which is what I've started to do, I don't know if you know about Willow Cross. I don't know if you know if she's a friend of yours or anybody. She is a friend of a lot of people.
Yes.
So I sent books to the Arkansas. Do you know who that is then? Okay. To the Children's
Arkansas. I signed up for it to get them on ebook form for the Children's Hospital there.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Karen, if you haven't done that yet, you need to get over there and get signed up.
I don't know this organization.
You know what? I'll Facebook you.
I don't know who Willow is, but she started something, and I think it's wonderful, and I do hope it goes to other hospitals. The one that's right at the beginning now is Arkansas Children's Hospital, because kids are in the hospital so much, you know, for a long period of time when they have illnesses, that they were asking for books, and so I sent some of my children's books, and now they're going to get iPads for you know, a lot of the hospitals are going to start, I hope they start doing this, and then people can download our books so the patients can read them, you know, because, you know, if you're in the hospital for a while, you know, especially when you're a kid, you know, what do you do all day, you know?
Right.
So I think
I
this is a great idea.
All the authors are donating them free of charge. They're free
yes.
to the patients
yes.
that they can just
yes.
read and, you know, mentally go somewhere else while their bodies are stuck in
right.
a hospital
right.
fighting illness. And
it's
a fantastic
I think it's a really great idea. I do.
That's
I
wonderful.
Really do. Yeah. So I think that's a good
I'll
thing.
I'll send
so,
you the link, Karen.
Yeah, that would be
right.
I would love
perfect
that.
Story
right.
for those kids.
See, like something like that is wonderful. Because and so now I think that you, people are going to start to try to see if we can get other hospitals involved in this, and you know I feel like this way it feels like we're doing something, you know
yeah.
that might be important rather than right driving everybody crazy to buy our books, and it's not
right.
going to happen. I mean, and that's the problem. That's why people have to realize that if they are authors, they have to go out, because that's probably the way they're going to sell books. When I go out, I sell books.
That's right.
You know, and so does everybody else. You know, and the smaller bookstores, you know, I'm hoping that a lot of this will change where they will want to have authors that are just starting out. It's a problem, and it's not, you know, I think people that are readers would love to meet authors, no matter if they're just starting out, and probably better when they're just starting out and watch
especially
their career grow.
Especially the kids. Kids love to meet authors. They
yeah.
really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been trying to get into some of our local schools and libraries, and when I meet the kids, it's the greatest thing when they tell me
isn't
that
it?
They enjoyed
it.
My
I
book.
Know. Yeah, it's great. I mean, it really is. And kids tell you the truth, and they're very interesting, and you get a lot of ideas when you're there, and they enjoy it. And, you know, and adults like meeting authors, too, you know. And so I think that I hope some of the bookstores won't make the mistake of saying no to people, and a lot of them do.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
and
it's not costing them anything, really. All it's costing them is nothing, really, basically. They, you know, they should have, and they could have authors' nights and have several authors at one time, you know, and do things like that and try to get a lot of these authors out because they're good authors, you know. And like
especially
like,
if they market it as a local community event. I think a lot of people
right.
are want to help, you know, local, you know, their neighbors. They really
right.
want to get out and meet you.
Yeah, I think that I do, you know, I think that this is what's happening now, that people, you know, they let them take over them, their life as far as trying to sell books. And, you know, we talked about it on my Tuesday night show with the murder mystery writers, and, you know, we're all in the same boat. But the thing is that we have to just remember one thing. We have to write a good story, and we have to like what we write. And you can't always write just to sell, because then your writing changes, because you're already losing what you have. The gift that you have of writing changes because you're so worried about if this one will like it or that one will like it. You have to write a good story and hope that you
have
an audience.
We have another question.
Okay.
We have, well, first of all, James wrote, he posts quotes from characters as teasers on Facebook. And if James wants to tell me his title, he can. I would love to do that. I don't have any print books now. I only read print books. Everything's in ebook form. Any suggestions on authors that are ebook authors could do meet and greets?
Well, I think, you know, they can probably talk to an audience about writing, because I think that if you go to a bookstore, I mean, my opinion is you go to a bookstore and they had speakers talk about writing. I think a lot of people like to listen to that, because I think in the back of a lot of people's mind, they want to write. So I think even if the book is not out, you know, in a, if it's just in an ebook form, they can probably go and speak and say, my book is on the internet, and you can download a lot, like Barnes & Noble, they're letting people download on their iPads, and I think, so it's that part is changing too. So if there is no physical book, they can download it probably from the bookstore. A lot of bookstores are starting that, where they can download. So I think
and they can also get postcards, and they could
yeah.
Sign the postcards and hand them out, and it would have all the information of where to
that's
go to download
them. That's a very good
them.
Idea. That's a really great idea.
Yeah.
That
bookmarks
is,
and posters. I just got both
right.
of mine in.
Yeah. I have cards.
People
yes,
ask.
I do.
Yeah.
You know,
something
I have
physical
books.
That they can hold in their hand, even if they don't
yeah.
have the book just yet.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think so. And that's, I have bookmarks that I really, I do. You know, I am not great at this myself, and I'm trying to get better. I mean, I'll give someone a card, and they say, you write? And I'm going like, yeah. And I could go to that place for years. I go, like, if I go to places to eat, and I say, oh, here's my book. And they go, you write? I don't, because I don't really talk about that when I'm
It's
not,
very hard
you know.
To market yourself, to talk
I
to
think
be comfortable
is.
Saying that. It's very, I'm the same way. It's very difficult.
You know, and
oh, yeah.
Like,
I can write about other people's lives, but don't ask me about mine because that makes me uncomfortable.
That's the thing. My husband's always saying, like, we're in a restaurant. People are there's, like the host. They're sitting down. They're talking to us, and the waitresses. I'm friends with a lot of them, and you know, and I know about them. They don't really know anything about me. So when I gave them the card, they're like, "Do you write?" And it's like it's very hard for me to say I am an author. Because
right.
it's just, I don't know why, I want to. And I am an author, and I do write screenplays, and, you know, I do a lot of this. But it's very hard for me to sit there and talk about myself. But I'm realizing from the shows, if I don't, I won't sell books.
Well, Marcia, you and I were talking about that earlier today, my first book was written for a full year before I told anybody that I had wrote a book.
Right.
I wasn't ready for, you know, oh, because it's going to be the next bestseller. No, hold on.
I know. They're already counting your money, you know, the millionaire money that we're all getting from writing.
When is that coming? I haven't gotten my check yet.
Me neither. See, that's the other thing. You have to really love to write because, honestly, no matter what anybody thinks, writers do not, you know, unless you are really selling millions of copies, it's not going to happen. But this is how it is. We love to write, and that's why we should be writing. You know, I had a book signing for a couple years ago when I got all my children's books. You know, I was self-publishing all of them, and I had six books. And I invited everybody I knew, and I did sell a lot of books, and my friends were shocked. They go, you have six books? I mean, they thought, you know, I say I'm writing, but they didn't. This is before I was doing shows. And they say, oh, you're writing? Okay, fine. You know, and people would see me go, are you still writing? I'm going like, yes, I'm still writing. And then when they saw them, they go, oh, my God, you are really writing, you know, because I just didn't talk about it, you know. They just, you know, and that's a lot of times if you tell someone that you're writing, they'll go like, years later, because it really takes a long time sometimes to get established. And they go, and I'm still not established because you have to, you know, keep going. You know, I don't know. Everybody that writes a lot, they still don't always say that they're established. We're all searching. You know, if you get one book, then you get two, and you're happy if one person reads it and two, and then you're never, you just want more and more, you know. And like you said,
someone tells you they read your book and you want to hug them.
Yeah.
Right? And that makes people uncomfortable when you do that to strangers. They don't like that.
Yeah, I think it might. Is that, you know, and, you know, when the truth is when I did my first book, Love Changes, which is now Feel the Passion, people, you know, that had read it, they said, are you doing a sequel? I'm going, sequel? I'm not even sure if 10 people bought my book, you know. It's like, okay. You know, and actually, now it's several years later, and I actually thought I could do a sequel because I thought of something that I never thought of before. Just in my head, I was thinking, what kind of sequel can I do? You know, and sometimes with sequels, the problem is if people like the book, you're worried that they don't like the second book.
That's true.
Fran,
I'm in the middle of writing.
Fran, would you agree on that, Fran, on the second and third books that people do?
Well, a lot of times I've read a couple of second, third, fourth, fifth books, and for some reason the writing style changes, the plot line isn't quite fluent, and you try to tell the person you should have, you know, stuck to what you started with. A lot of people are using the inner thoughts of the character, and it really sometimes it detracts from it, sometimes it doesn't detract from it. Yeah, I just read a second book by an author, I won't say who, and the first book was really good, and the second one had too much plot. You know, when you have like three major plots in a book, and I mean, I can follow them, it sort of detracted. Each one of the plots could have been another book. So sometimes, you know, you're only a one-book person, and sometimes you have a really great character, and you just don't realize it, and you need to stick with what you started, and it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids like consistency, too. And they like,
yeah.
You know, their favorite character, whatever it is. Oh, she's coming back for another one. Like, she's got Emelina. I'll just plug Marcia's book because I read it. And she's got Addison, who I thought was really cool. And she wrote Snack Attack because she wrote it for me because I love oatmeal and that's all I ever eat. So you have to have your favorite. You have to have your very favorite character. So if you've got a character in your books, and after I read them, I'll tell you.
because we're all like that.
My way
I'm
of saying I'm going to read them.
Yeah, I mean I am like that. You know, I have the reason I like having the show and I like telling people what I'm thinking because I am just like everybody else. I am just, you know, it's not that I'm insecure because I'm not an insecure person. I just, you know, when is the time that you say, like, most writers do not just sit there and say, I'm great. They just don't. You know, we just strive for better, you know, and we want to do a story that's good. And so I've had several people on my show, and one of them is Michael Davis. He has a book, I Have to Get This Myself. He actually has a tape on what you do after you write, you know. And it's a CD, I think, that he put out, and what happens to all of us. Because I think what happens, we're trying to market so much, which we started to say at the beginning of the show, is that we lose a lot of what we have. And so he was saying that just write, sit down and write the best you can and don't worry about the audience. And I think that's really true, you know. And it is hard as an author to do that because some parts of us, I mean, before that I even published my books, I think I might have been a better writer in some ways because I wasn't inhibited by myself. And we all get that way sometimes. You know, and when I sit there and I think, well, is this going to be okay? So, but now I'm at the point where I have to listen to what they say also and just write it and don't think about anything. Because I am like everybody else. When you're a writer, you are worried about the audience, but you need to worry more about writing a good book.
That's right.
You know, and because we all want to sell books, but the bottom line is if the story's not good, nobody's going to buy it.
That's true. Absolutely.
You know? And so, I mean, and marketing, you know, but, and so I think, you know, what we can sum up, like, from today is that the marketing is important, but the writing is more important. I don't know if you mentioned that you taught for all those years. Did you mention that? I don't know. Did you?
No, I haven't. I was a reading and writing staff developer, and I work with kids that had learning disabilities in writing and in reading. And the one thing that I had fun with was that I made the writing fun. You never knew what I was going to ask them to write about, and the topics were really over the top and different. Working with children with learning disabilities is probably the most rewarding thing I did. And, of course, I had to retire when my mom got sick, so I had no choice. But, yeah, I did. I taught for over 30 years in the New York City public school system, and it was probably the most rewarding experience I ever had. And I wrote my Bertha series because of it. When I retired, my aunt said, so you're going to sit on your duff, get fatter? And I was heavy, and I'm not anymore. You're going to get like an elephant, which I was 187 pounds, now I'm 107 pounds. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a warm hug. Goodness.
Yeah,
leave
it to family to really say something nice, right?
Wow.
Yeah, she said you.
It's nice that
you really
sugarcoated it for you.
Yeah, right.
Yes, you're fat, and you know what can I say? You're sitting on your duff and doing nothing. Why don't you write a book about your childhood? So of course I wrote about the fact that I was overweight, got picked on, and was a klutz. And unfortunately, the person that was my editor was my sister, and she died last year. So there goes my editor. And my other editor was my mother-in-law who passed away. So it's like this whole year has been an experience. But, working with children in writing is so great because when they write and when they would get up in front of the classroom and I would say, okay, we're going to play a game, you know, with your writing. You can share it. And we gave, you know, there was star search, so they gave stars to each person's writing, but they couldn't give less than three. They had to be between 3 and 5, and you couldn't pan the writing. But it was fun. I love doing it. Yeah. But
my book was released and it's become public, how many people have come to me since then and said, you know, I liked writing. How do I get established here? You know, hobby writers that want to take it to the next step and don't know how. So once you out yourself as an author, they come out of the woodwork because so many people do that as a form of expression.
Yeah, but if they had people as speakers that would come to different, you know, go into the bookstores, I really think that people would actually sit down and listen to what the author has to say, no matter what. It doesn't matter what genre it is. See, that's the thing. It matters that they're writers. And it applies, most of the techniques that we all use apply to any kind of writing that we do. You know, nonfiction, fiction, you know, and I've done all of them, and it really is. You just write. But people don't even know some of the smallest things that we take for granted, they don't know how to do it. And that's why with all the help that people give you and with these shows and, you know, with marketing and things like that, it's so different now for people. They can really get out there and express themselves. And if they don't write a book that was that fabulous, maybe the next one will be good, you know. So you can't stop because, you know, and maybe 10 years from now, somebody will pick up that book and go, you know what, this would make a great movie. So, I mean, that's the things that people need to know, that they shouldn't just stop writing because somebody might say to them, it's not that great. And believe me, I have, Stacey, we talked about, I have a lot of rejection letters, a ton. Mm-hmm. And it's not, the rejection letters that I got, even being an agent for my clients, they were not good rejections. They don't say anything. It's just a form letter. So when you're rejected from the bigger houses, it's a form letter. They're not even looking at you. They don't know who you
when
are.
When I got the form letters, I just let that one go right over my head because I really didn't think they took the time to even really look at it.
I don't think that was, I don't think a lot of them did.
If the agent or publisher took the time to read the excerpt, read my book, and actually give me feedback, that's fantastic, and I'll take that into consideration. But if you send me a form letter, I'm gonna make an origami swan with it, and you know, just throw it in the garbage
Started being an agent, I wanted to help everybody, and at one time I had 100 clients, and I was people say, could you put a timer on when you're talking to someone? I would go, no, I cannot do that. I mean, they're asking me questions. So, I didn't have a forum like I do now, but I wanted to talk to them because I felt like you can't get all of this in a book. There's no book like this. The book is learning, you know, is doing it and trying to get out there, and that's really how you learn. And, you know,
and every day you learn something.
Yes. Every show that I've been on, every single show. And, you know, so I wanted, you know, I'm going to give everybody time to say their websites again and the name of their book. So I just want the two of you. So now you had your own interview. We didn't, Joanne. I don't know what happened to them. But I promise
Joanne,
you, come on
Wendy,
again.
We miss you.
You'll come on again. But, you know, also, you know, if you're, you know, out there listening, and for Children's Market, Stories for Children, Virginia, I mean, she's got a wonderful magazine, and she really does really good blog tours for children's books. I mean, so, you know, take advantage of that. And her shows that are on Monday, she's taken off now, but she has great shows. She interviews the author one-on-one, and it's very good, and she absolutely knows what she's doing. And I think, you know, since the two of us have been doing shows together, I mean, over 2 years, you know, and I pulled her out of retirement. She just had a baby then when I was on the Red River, which I still am on the Red River when Fran does shows. But and we've all remained friends. We are friends. And, you know, we live in different parts of the country, but we all try to help each other, you know. And I think that's one of the things that's a good thing for everybody. So I want everybody to know that, you know, just keep going. You know, and that's my message always. And I will consult with you, you know, if you want, and try to put you in the right place if you really don't know where to go, because we are not born knowing this. So I want, okay, Stacey, do you want to just give your website and everything, you know, so everybody knows who you are and what you've done so far to date? You'll do more. You'll do more.
I am. My website is www.stacyrourke.com. It's StaceyRourke. I'm on Facebook. I got my Stacey Rourke page up there. I'm on Twitter at Rourke Writes. My book is The Conduit. It's available on Amazon. It's available for the Kindle, the Nook. It's on Smashwords.com or on the website of Outer Banks Publishing. So pick it up. It's on sale right now for $2.99. So great addition to your Kindle.
See, you're getting very good at this, you see. And see, you know, I'm really
thank
proud
you.
That you two girls, I'm going to say this right out loud because everybody knows what I, you know, you did a great job, the two of you, you know. And it's luckily that I talked to both of you because, you know, Wendy was bringing you on. So she's not here. So, I mean, that's why people think, some people think that I don't have to talk to people. Well, that's wrong. Because how could I interview either of you if I don't know anything about you, you know? And so I think that people should remember talking is also not a bad form of communications other than email. You know, you sometimes have to know the person a little bit, you know. I mean, I truly believe in that, you know. I mean, so it works, you know. And Karen, go ahead. It's your turn now. You want one?
My book is called Nate Rocks the World, and I have a website, www.karentoz.com.
And also on Facebook, my Facebook page is Karen Pokris Taz, and on Twitter at Karen Taz. My book is available both in print and digital, Kindle, Nook, Smashwords. It's on the Apple Store, basically anywhere
online. The
Apple Store,
do you have an Apple site? The Apple Store.
It's not an
app,
but it's available for download on the iPod and the iPad.
Okay.
And it's on sale right now, the digital form, for 99 cents. And I just want to remind everyone to please add books, whether it's my book, Stacey's book, or anybody's book, to your child's gift list this holiday season.
Yeah, I think it's a great gift. I really,
yes,
you know, just, you know, actually what I do is, like, when people have babies, I send my children's, my busy bus to them, you know, because I think that's a really good gift. I add it in sometimes with, you know, because of, you're going to start reading to little babies really soon. And mine are, you know, like
right.
2 years old. And you start with poetry. It's a little poem book. And so I give it to the parents because I think it's a good thing, you know, to do. And I agree with you on for Christmas and holiday. Yes, this is what you should be doing because you have to start young. I mean, and so they'll get an appreciation, no matter if it's on the iPad or it's on the Kindle, whatever it is.
Whatever it takes to get them reading.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And you both, I cannot tell you how great you both did, okay, and you really did. You know, I knew this was going to be a little hard because Wendy was bringing you on, you know, so I think this is great. You both did great. And Fran, I want you to say who you are, you know, your website again, and I'll say mine too. I think we better do that. Okay, go ahead.
My website is www.gabina49.webs.com, and you could read my reviews on WordPress on Gabina 49, or you can go on to my Just Review, you know, my site on Facebook and read my reviews. And if you have a book that you want reviewed free of charge, despite what other people think, please email me at riffy1@optonline.net. Tell me who you are, tell me your titles, and I don't read PDF and I don't read ebooks because I get eye strain. And it's just much easier to mark up the book and circle and do a better review. And
right.
I have to tell you, I just got an email from an author whose book I reviewed. I read it this morning, actually, in an hour, from Australia.
Oh, nice.
And
that's
yeah,
wow.
it was a kid children's book, Talon Come Fly With Me. And she's on Facebook, I don't know how to put it, Gigi Settlemyer, and it's her first debut novel, and it was really, really cute. So I'm going to post that when I'm done here. And Marcia, this is great. This has been a great show.
This was, you know, I'll tell you, this was, you know, I appreciate it. You know, Fran, if somebody doesn't show up, you're doing my chat because Fran wonders why I don't do the chat room. So if somebody doesn't show up, and Fran loves the chat room, so there you are, you know, and that's not my best thing, you know, and but I, you know, my website is www.michiganavenuemedia.com, and I do children's books, and I've done the Holocaust Survivor, and I really write screenplays, actually, and I have one in option, you know, and I guess I might consider myself a screenwriter more than anything else, and I thank you all for listening, and I wanted to thank Karen and Stacey so much for coming on and being there.
Thank you
for
having
us.
And for Fran, otherwise I would be here saying hello, how are you, and talking to everybody myself. You know? But I still would be on. But no, I thank you again. And, you know, you'll be doing lots of interviews and lots of things, and just don't, you know, just keep going the way you are, because I think you both know what you want to do. So just do it the way you're doing it, and I think you'll have good careers. So just keep going.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
And tomorrow, you're welcome. And tomorrow I have Dancing with Bear, and we'll be on again. And after the 20th, actually, that Fran and I are going to be on, I will be off. I'm hopeful that I won't take another show, but you never know. Fran calls me up and says, guess what? That's what you
know. Well, be ready. We just got an email from Stuart Woods' publicist, so if I get that book, you never know.
All right, let's try it.
I'm going to be reviewing the latest Stone Barrington, we hope.
All right, good night to everybody, and thank you. And and have a good holiday season for those that won't be listening. Take you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.